strength unwearied go, still forward unto strength. Until in Zion they appear before the Lord at length. Lord God of hosts, my prayer hear, O Jacob's God, give ear. See God our shield, look on the face of thine anointed ear.
Let's come before God in a word of prayer. His Father, in your presence there is fullness of joy, and at your right hand there is pleasure forevermore. So we surrender this whole weekend to you, and we pray, come to the house of the Lord, because God is with us. And we'll say to God, be all the glory, great things he's done, in Jesus' name. As soon as you mention Jonah, some people think of a big fish, or some people even think of a big whale. But really, Jonah is bigger than a big fish. Isn't the book of Jonah wonderful? Because it's not about a big fish. It's about an amazing God. It's about a great God that works in a man's life. And when we think of the man Jonah, whose name means dove, and we know that dogs means that sometimes the New Testament, the Holy Spirit, about peace and all that. And here was God going to use Jonah, this dove. God was going to use him to go to Nineveh, to bring a message to Nineveh, to bring revival to Nineveh, not ruin. But Jonah didn't want to listen to God. Even when in chapter 1, verse 1, it says, the word of the Lord came to Jonah. The word of the Lord came to Jonah. And yet Jonah didn't want to do anything with that word. This man wanted to go in a different direction. But imagine God coming and clearly speaking into your life. God came with a message to Jonah. The word of the Lord came to Jonah. And God spoke into Jonah's life. He told him to go to Nineveh. And here is this man, Jonah. And sure, he wanted to maybe get used of God, but because God told him to go to Nineveh, he didn't want to go there. God gave him a message to take to Nineveh, and yet he rejected what God was saying. And maybe you're here, and you're saying, well, if God clearly came to me and spoke to me like that, I would truly listen. If God came to me and spoke to me like that, I would do something about it. But how many of us have been in a service and God has came with a word in season? And God has came and spoken into our heart and we've ignored it. And Jonah tried to run away from what God was saying to him. And you know something? You could be sitting in church tonight and God has spoken into your life time and time and time and time again, and yet you could be running. You could be running away from what God is saying to you. We did a gospel mission in Ibrox, and there was a lady in the mission in Ibrox, and in the Wednesday night she was very honest. She wanted to chat. And this lady told me she'd been a Christian for 10 years. And for the first 5 years, everything was good. She read the Bible, she prayed, she witnessed, she shared the gospel with her family for the first 5 years. And then something happened 5 years of her walk with God. And she stopped reading the Bible the way she should be reading it. She stopped praying the way she should be praying. And she stopped witnessing the way she should be witnessing. And yet she was at everything in the church. And for 5 years, she lived like that. All the meetings in the church, all the prayer meetings in the church, but in her heart, there was dryness and barrenness. And in that gospel mission, on the Wednesday night, she came and she says, "I don't want to love like this anymore." She'd been running, running, and running away from when God had saved her. On the Wednesday night, she came and she reconnected her life to God. And you know what happened on the Thursday night? There were four of her unsaved relations at that mission. Because she came back. She had a heart's desire for the loss of their family. And here is Jonah, and God comes with a message. And God came clearly, the word of the Lord came to Jonah. And we look round about us. Look at Scotland. Scotland is known as a land of the book. That's what Scotland is known as, a land of the book. Look at Glasgow. You know what Glasgow's motto was? It used to be in the council offices in York Street in Glasgow. Glasgow flourishes by the preaching of the word and the praising of his name. Glasgow flourishes by the preaching of the word and the praising of his name. Now they've changed it to Glasgow's flourishing. Yes, in sin. And here is Jonah, and he wanted to run away from the message that God has given him. Maybe you're here tonight. And maybe you're running. Maybe God's came and spoken into your heart about your soul. Maybe God's came and God's touched your heart and you realize that you're a sinner. And you realize that you're separated from God. And you realize that one day you're going to stand before Him. But yet you're running. You're ignoring what God is saying to you. And you're just the same as Noah, running away from what God is saying. Could it be you're in here and you're a Christian? And you're running away from the way you should be living. The way you should be walking with God. I want to tell you of a woman who's helping and can look back to church. She helped with the visitation and all that now. And this woman had become a Christian. And what happened is she was embarrassed to tell anybody she was a Christian. She was embarrassed to tell her family and talk to her family about Christianity. And then one day at Wishaw Baptist Church, the preacher preached about recommitting your life to God. And this woman stood up and says, "I don't want to be an embarrassed Christian anymore. I want to live for the glory of God." And something happened in her heart, because now she's not embarrassed to tell people that she's a believer. In fact, she packed in her job to work with ladies who get in trouble. And they don't go to court, they live in this house in Glasgow, and she sort of worked in the prison room. Packed it in, and now she's helping in a Baptist church in Kilduk, dealing with people with problems in prison. And she's really going forward with God, because she came to a place where she didn't want to ignore the message that God had saved her. And that is a true story. Do you know why I know that? Because it's my sister. That is my sister. And the difference in her life is absolutely amazing. She just wants to live for the glory of God. In fact, we were up visiting my Uncle Robin, who I'm called after. We didn't visit him not long ago. And we're only sitting down about 10 minutes. My sister turned around and says to Uncle Gordon, "Uncle Gordon, are you saved? Are you going to heaven?" Just as quick as that, because her heart has been touched by God and she wants to live for the glory of God. Now, here we are over this communion weekend, and you can just get through this communion weekend, and at the end of the communion weekend you'll still be the same. Probably God is looking for people who don't want to just be the same. They want God to touch their heart and God to change their life. And here is Jonah, and he wanted to run. God gave him a message, and he wanted to run away. We look round about us, look at the state of our land. We need people who are not running away from God's word, but running to it and standing up for the glory of God. The word of the Lord came to Jonah, and Jonah had a message from God. And isn't it sad today that unfortunately in so-called some evangelical churches, they're actually diluting the gospel. They're saying, well, maybe Jesus isn't only the way. Why can't we hold hands with other religions? Why can't we just work together and hold hands and go forward as one? Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And nobody can come to the Father except through him. The Word of God tells us there's only one mediator between God and man, and it's the man Christ Jesus. And we cannot step away from that. We cannot step away and say, there's more than one door that leads into heaven. There's more than one mediator between God and man. And that's why it's important that we make sure that we're not running away from the message that God has given us. And even while you're in church tonight, in your life you may still be running away from the way that God wants you to live, running away from the way that God wants you to behave, running away from who you should be as a child of God. What happens when people run away from the way they should be living? Why did God want Jonah to go to Nineveh? And verse 2 we read, go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its wickedness has come up before me. Go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its wickedness has come up before me. Why was God sending Jonah to Nineveh? Because of their wickedness. Because of their ungodliness. It was said, some of the commentators said, that this is where crucifixion came from. The Romans found it in Nineveh, in that area, and they took it on board of crucifying people. Do you know, in Nineveh, what they used to do with their slaves? They used to get a big hook and put a hook up through their mouth and out through their noses, and a big hook, and they'd pull them like that. They were evil people. Real evil people. And Jonah never wanted to go to them. He didn't want to go to them with the Word of God that could have changed them and transformed them. And what happens when we turn away from the Word of God? Our moral standards, our moral standards collapse. Our moral standards are in the gutter. Look at our society. Look, I don't need to say anything. Look at the standards in our society today. Look at anything goes. Sin isn't sin anymore. Somebody once says, I looked for the church and I found it in the world. I looked for the world and I found it in the church. And brothers and sisters in Christ, if we don't live the way that God has asked us to live according to the scriptures, the world round about us, your world round about you, the standards round about you will sink. They don't grow, they don't get better, they go into the gutter. And righteousness exalts a nation, and sin pulls it down. And here is God asking Jonah to go to Nineveh. But Jonah didn't want to go to Nineveh. He wanted to run away. He wanted to get away from God and run away from God. And you know something? You could be even here tonight, and in your heart, you're running away from God. In your heart, you're running away from God. The way I check my heart to find out how I'm doing, how much time do I spend in the Bible? How much time do I spend opening up the Word of God? Life is busy. And if we're too busy to stop and to read the book, our priorities are wrong. And it doesn't matter what you're doing. And if we're too busy to stop and take time out and spend time at the feet of Jesus, well, our priorities are wrong. And that's why it's important that we make sure that we're not running away from what God has said to us, running away from the message of the gospel, running away from the standards of the book, running away from the way that we should be living before God. Because what happens is, when that happens, then the wickedness round about
round about us just gets accepted is normal.
And that's what's happening today.
You know what our country needs today? Our country needs men and women of God. Men and women of God who truly walk with Him and talk with Him. Do you know, I was told this is, it happened at Edinburgh Convention, the Faith Mission Edinburgh Convention. There was someone who came back from the mission field and they were reporting about what was going on in the mission field. And do you know what it says? Don't send us any more missionaries. Don't send us any more missionaries out to the mission field. Send us men and women of God. Because when people come with their own agenda, they cause problems. But when you send us men and women of God, we see things happening. And wouldn't it be great over this weekend if God had to stop us in our tracks? And we to, as it were, let the children look it in the mirror. And we to look in the mirror of our heart and ask ourselves, how am I really doing? Am I really getting on with God? You know, there's a very sad story about a man who, I can say it because it was in a Baptist church, and I won't get too deep to the story, but you can add the bits or miss out. He's in leadership for 30 years. In leadership for 30 years in the church, and for 10 years, he was looking in the internet. At things you should not be looking at. And yet he was still on here until something happened and they found out. He was still helping the community. He was still shaking people's hands at the door. He was still involved in the church. And everything looked nice. But in there, everything wasn't nice. He was running away from who he really should be. And friends, I'd like to say to you, wouldn't it be great this weekend for you to really meet with God and say, God, I don't want to run anymore away from who I should be and the way I should be living and the way I should be behaving. I don't want to run away anymore. I want to come and surrender my life to you. Go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its wickedness has come up before me. We need to ask ourselves, as God spoke to Jonah and wanted him to go and do a job, God, if you're here and God has saved you, if you're here and you're converted, we need to ask ourselves, do we love? Do we love the Bible? It's easy to say yes. But how often do we come its wages? As Christians, do we live for the glory of God? Can people see the beauty of Jesus in your life? Can the people that you mix and mingle with see that you're converted because of the way that you live? Somebody once says, preach the gospel, and if you need to use words. And friends, we need to be men and women of God. I know a man who's a leader in a church, and when he walks into the bank, and there's not too many people working in the tellers, you know what he does? And he's a leader in a church, he goes like this. Come on! Get somebody else out here to serve. This queue is far too long. Far, far too long. Get someone else out here. That's the way he behaves. Now you, can you imagine him going up to the men and the women behind the counter and saying, excuse me, can I give you a gospel tract and tell you about the love of Jesus? Do you know what they're going to do with that gospel tract? Shoving it in. Because of his behaviour. Brothers and sisters in Christ, God is looking for men of God, ladies of God, who know him, who not only know him, but love him, who want to serve him. And 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 14 it says, if my people, which have called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I shall hear from heaven, and forgive their sin, and heal their land, and heal the land. I don't know if you've arrowed down over Glasgow, we need God to come. We need God to come and move from our land. And I'm sure you could stand up and tell stories about your beautiful, beautiful island, stunning. I was looking at the bedroom around the minister's house, praying for tonight, and just praying with my eyes open, looking at the view. Stunning! Even though the view is stunning, but the people's hearts will be barren and different from God. But God is looking for people. They don't want to run away from the call of God in their life, but they want to be connected. Because the people round about won't listen. People round about won't listen to what you say when their lifestyle is totally different from the scriptures. They won't listen to what you say when their lifestyle is totally different from the scriptures. And in Jonah chapter 1 and verse 3 says, "But Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed for Tarshish. He went down to Joppa, where he found a ship bound for that port. After paying the fare, he went aboard and sailed for Tarshish to flee from the Lord." And here is Jonah making a massive mistake. God told him, God gave him a message, God told him where to go, and Jonah goes in the opposite direction. And what happened? Jonah ran in the opposite direction. God says, "Go to Nineveh," and he headed for Tarshish. He tried to run away from God. And it says he went down into Tarshish, he went down into the ship, he went down into the bottom of the ship, he went down into the bottom of the sea, he went down into the bottom of the fish. And you know something that happens in our life? When we wander away from God, we go down away. Sometimes we go down away emotionally. Sometimes we go down, we just go down away spiritually. The things aren't the way it should be. It's beautiful to know that there's always blessing in God. And failure is never final with Christ. There's always room for repentance. There's always room for mercy that we can come and ask the Lord to do something in our life. Jonah made a big mistake. God told him to head in one direction, and he headed in a different direction. And you know, maybe as we begin this communion weekend, maybe it'd be good to stop and look at your own heart. You don't see my heart, and I don't see your heart, but God sees our heart, and God knows how we're really doing. Wouldn't it be wonderful if you're here and you're a believer, and you know in your life that there's things that's happening that should not happen. There's behaviour that shouldn't be that way. Wouldn't it be great this weekend for you to come and say, "That's it. I'm not running anymore. I want to come and I want to surrender my life to God." Now, I want to tell you something. We used to get an old folks home in Drumchapel, right? I'm just making sure the noise are out. And anyway, these old retired people came in with the dinner like that. They came into their seats. And see if somebody was sitting in their seat. This is what happened. This is when they were leaving. Then somebody was sitting in their seat. She stood up like this. And like this, and she gets stuck into the lady that was sitting in her seat. And this wee shriveled up woman all of a sudden became Goliath and started getting into this wee woman that was sitting in her seat. And it was terrible that that's what happened. They wanted to tell me that story. Because sometimes that happens in church. Sometimes somebody can annoy you and you go and gossip about them. That's disobedience to the word of God. Sometimes there can be things that can happen and it can upset you, and you go and speak to someone and the way you speak to them is not in a godly manner. That's disobedient to the ways of God. And God is looking for people who are willing to pay the price and get through with God. Pay the price and get through with Him. And deny yourself and pick up your cross. Jonah made a mistake. And I want to tell you, for years in my life I made a mistake. I was trying to dance through the world and walk with God at the same time. And on a Sunday, I played the part as if everything was good. And everything wasn't good. I was living an ungodly lifestyle. And I worked with people at the open Baptist school. And I helped at the communion table. And I helped as a Sunday school teacher. And I helped as a youth leader. And I was living a way that is a disgrace concerning the scriptures. And then 4 years of my Christian life, I said, well, fed up. Fed up of living a lie. God, take my nightlife, take my sports life, take my financial life, take every area in my life, and you be the king and the leader of my heart. Jonah made a massive mistake. And maybe you're here tonight. And maybe you're running with the content was. Maybe you're running away from something in your life, something that you love and it's ungodly, something that you're longing for in your life and you know it's taking you away from the things of God. So what would it be great this weekend? Real with God. You know, it made a massive difference in your community. Every single soul in here tonight get to say, that's it. From now on, I want to live for Him. And I want to walk with Him. And I want to gossip the gospel. The difference that would make in your community. His darkness can never put out the light. But light always puts out darkness. And are you here tonight and you know in your heart that a bit of Jonah, you can still smile, you can still cut the chaps, you can still pretend. There's a song that says, oh, I'm a great pretender, pretending that I am doing well. God knows your heart, and God can change your heart. There was a heart, a hunger, and a thirst for Him. I want to tell you the story, and I love using this story, about Robert Murray McShane, a well-known Free Church minister, who was in Dundee, who only died early. Well, Robert Murray McShane used to be about Dundee, and he would put his hands upon the children's head in Dundee, and he'd pray for them. He would pray that God would bless them, he'd pray that God would protect them, he'd pray that God would use them. And he'd go about Dundee and do that, but nowadays you get jailed when you can do that. Nowadays when you say hello to somebody the wrong way, you get in trouble. Anyway, Robert Murray shared about his prayer for me. And one time he prayed for these children, and as he's walking away, he heard a wee boy shouting. And the wee boy was shouting, Mister, Mister, put your horn in my heap. Mister, Mister. Put your horn in my heap. Now for you, very refined English people, that translation says, Mister, Mister, put your hand on my head. The wee boy wanted the minister to come and put his hand upon his head and pray for him. Pray for him. Are you here tonight? That you need to pray. God, come to your hand upon me first tonight. And God will do something in your heart. You may be here and you're not converted. The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Maybe you can cry out to God. And God will come and put his hand upon your head and save you. And maybe you're here and you're a Christian. You know in your heart where you really are. Maybe you need to come and ask God to stand upon your head now and your precious soul of walking with Him and talking with Him once again. Father, as we come before you in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you don't forgive us. And we thank you that you want to use each one of us. And we thank you that none of us retire. There's no retirement in the work of the kingdom of God. We pray for every soul for this meeting. As we prayed at the beginning that you would speak. And we pray whatever the Holy Spirit has been saying into our hearts tonight. Help us to be obedient to you. And we are here tonight and we are a Christian and we know that our spirits are running away from who we really should be. And living the way we should be living. And talking the way we should be talking. And behaving the way we should be behaving. All that pray in the name of Jesus. Help us to cry to you. For you to put your hand upon our faith once again. And Father, if the main one here and they're not a Christian, and they're putting up all the excuses under the sun, we pray tonight that you'll be washed to the side and you'll come and speak to David or speak to the elders, come and give the life over to you. We thank you that you want to do something in our lives. We thank you don't want to just leave us the way we are. We thank you that you want to change us and transform us and make us more of your Son. And may that happen tonight. In Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to start to sing 770 the mission phrase. 770 When we walk with the Lord. 770